我不晓得，我现在上面看不到太多的笑容哈。我们真的互相看看，我们真的是一个庆祝主复活的日子。我们互相看一下，我们给对方一个笑容好吗？我想我们的诗歌已经带领我们来纪念主的复活。
I believe our songs have prepared our heart to celebrate Easter.
也许我们的崇拜就可以在这里结束了。
Maybe we should end here.
我们两个就不用上来了。
We should not be here at all.
但是我们今天要念的经文。
Today the passage we're going to read.
在约翰福音。
In John chapter 21.
21章14节到19节。
Verse 14 to 19.
翻到了以后，我们一起同声来念。
Let's read it together.
不论是中文或英文，请我们一起来念。
Let's read it either in English or Mandarin.
请开始。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。他们吃完了早餐，耶稣对彼得说：“
西
门的儿子西门。”你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我是吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊，我实实在在地告诉你，年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带到你不愿意的地方。耶稣说这话，是指着彼得怎样使荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟我。”好，我们英文的，我们还是一起来念好了。请开始。
This is now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciple after he was risen from the dead.When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
Yes, Lord, he said. You know I love you.
Jesus said, free my lamb. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep.The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Tell you the truth. When you were younger, you just yell, when, where you want.But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand, and someone else will drag you and lead you to where you do not want to go. Jesus said to this to indicate the kind of death by Peter would glorify God. Then he said to them, follow me.
这段经文我们所念的之前从第一节到十三节还有一个故事。
There's a story before these verses in verse 1 to 13.
这个故事是讲到彼得带着许多的门徒回去打鱼了。
It was talking about Jesus, Peter has led the other disciple back to fishing.
他们一样辛劳的一个晚上，但是一无所获。
A night of hard work caught nothing.
但是耶稣出现了。叫他们到那里去捕鱼。
When Jesus appeared, he asked them to go the other side to do fishing.
当他们收获超出他们所预料之外的时候，彼得认出来这是耶稣。
When they have an unimaginable harvest, they realize it was Jesus.
耶稣还为他们准备了早餐。
Jesus even prepared breakfast for them.
准备了炭火给他们取暖。
Prepared burning coal for them.
但是你可知道这些门徒竟然就是已经目睹主耶稣复活的那群门徒吗？
Do you know that these are the disciples who have witnessed the resurrection of Jesus?
他们就是刚刚经历过几个礼拜前才经历过主复活的大能，但是他们已经回转到自己的行业里头了。
They have just experienced the resurrection of Jesus few weeks ago, but they decide to return to their old, profession.
彼得尤其是心里很作难。因为他曾经三次不认主。
Peter is in a difficult position because he had denied the Lord three times.
所以这件事情发生之后，就有了我们这看刚才读的这段彼得与耶稣的对话。
When this happened, that's why we have this conversation here between Peter and Jesus.
所以今天我们要来看三方面有关彼得的事情。
We want to learn about Peter in three ways.
第一，我们要看看彼得内心的挣扎是什么。
First, we want to take a look at the inner struggles of Peter.
第二是我们要来看看主耶稣怎么样让彼得重新站立起来。
The second, we look at how Jesus helped Peter to start all over again.
第三是主耶稣要彼得真正认识什么是爱。
The third is that God wants, Jesus wants Peter to know what is true love.
我们先来看看彼得内心的挣扎有什么呢？
Let's look at the inner struggling of Peter.
在第三节的时候说到西门彼得对他们说我们去打鱼，那些门徒也跟着他去打鱼了。
In verse 3 say I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them and they say we'll go with you.
在西门彼得的心里头他到底想的是什么呢？
What is in the mind of Peter at this moment?
我在猜他可能在想我能够完全的仰望主耶稣基督吗？
Maybe he's thinking, can I trust and depend on the Lord completely?
耶稣再来再也不是每天与他们同在了。
Because Peter felt that Jesus is no longer with them on a daily basis.
他就担心也许我应该回到我自己的老本行。
Maybe he thought it's a better idea to go back to my old profession.
我最会打鱼了。
Because I'm good in fishing.
我带着我的弟兄们回去打鱼，我的生活会比较稳妥。
I should bring back the other disciple back to fishing, and life will be more stable.
我们思考，我们自己是不是有时候也有这样的光景呢
？Think about it. Are we in the same circumstances sometime?
也许每一年我们都有复活节的主日。
Maybe every year we celebrate Easter.
主日过后几个礼拜，我们又回到我们自己的工作了。
After Easter Sunday, we went back to our work.
或者说你在退休会里曾经立志要来跟随主。
Maybe during a retreat, you determined to follow the Lord.
或者追溯到最前面，你曾经在受洗的时候，你立志要来跟随主。
Or maybe way back when you were baptized, you decided to follow the Lord.
但曾几何时
？But as time goes by,
我们回到自己的工作里头。
We return back to our routine.
我们回到我们的家里头，我们回到我们的学业里头。
We went back attending to our job, our school.
我们就要靠我们自己。
We want to completely rely on our own effort.
我们有同样的挣扎。
We have the same struggles.
我们能够完全靠主吗？
Can we completely depend on the Lord?
彼得的第二个挣扎是
Peter's second struggle.
主耶稣仍旧爱我吗？
Do the Lord still love me?
因为他才是几个礼拜前，他才三次的不认主耶稣。
Because a few weeks back, Peter has denied the Lord three times.
他心里的那个结还是没有解开来。
He still not resolved this problem yet.
主耶稣的出现让他不知道如何来面对他。
The sudden appearance of Jesus, Peter doesn't know how to react.
举个例子，好像一个孩子在学校里成绩刚拿了一个 C。
Take an example, just like a child who just had a C grade.
爸妈出门前跟他讲说，你不可以上网玩游戏。
Before his parents leave the house, they have reminded him not to play internet games while they are away.
才刚出门不久，妈妈就突然回来了。
His parents came home suddenly.
这个父母亲并没有马上指责你在玩什么。
The parent did not blame the child immediately.
你的爸爸还教你说怎么玩 game 来过关。
Maybe the dad even offered to teach him how to win the game.
你的妈妈买了一个你最喜欢吃的点心来给你吃。
And your mom has brought back your favorite dessert and asked you to eat it.
真的是不可想象哈。
It's just too good to be true.
你要说什么呢？
What will you say?
你真的不知道到底的妈妈是不是要来惩罚你，还是后面还有要一些要后续的事情。
You'll be overwhelmed because you don't know whether your parents are going to punish you.
彼得在这个地方的时候，他真的是无言以对。
Peter is also speechless at this very moment.
我们是不是有同样的挣扎呢？
Do we have the same struggles?
我们曾经跟随主。
We have followed the Lord.
我们曾经立志要来读经祷告。
We have one make the decision to pray and to read the Bible.
但是随着时日的增长，我们都忘了。
As time goes by, we forgot our commitment.
我们觉得我们离开主了。
We felt that we have left the Lord.
我们觉得我们对不起主了。
We felt sorry to the Lord.
我们甚至怀疑主耶稣你还会爱我这样的人吗？
We even doubt whether God will love people like me.
彼得的挣扎，我们也同样有这样的挣扎。
We experience the same struggle that Peter went through.
接下来我们看主耶稣要怎么样帮彼得解开这个心理的结，主耶稣要如何让彼得重新站立起来。
Let's see how the Lord reinstates Peter.
第一个，耶稣要重新的肯定彼得。
First, God wants to reaffirm Peter.
彼得一直是门徒中的领袖。
Peter has been a leader among the disciples.
当他带领这群的门徒回去打鱼的时候
，When he led the other disciple back to fishing,
他并没有想到耶稣会回来。
He did not expect Jesus to return.
当他面对耶稣的时候，他在想着什么呢
？When he faced Jesus, what is his response?
耶稣要指责我吗
？Will Jesus accuse me?
在第六节的时候说到，耶稣甚至指示他们撒网在船的右边。
In verse 6, he said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat."
就必得多。
And you'll find some.
他们便撒网下去，竟拉不上来，因鱼甚多。
When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
你看到了吗？主耶稣并没有指责他。
Did you see? Jesus did not directly accuse Peter.
主耶稣没有说你为什么带着一群的弟兄回去打鱼，没有来传天国的福音了呢？
Jesus did not accuse Peter for leading the other disciple to return to their old profession instead of spreading the gospel.
主耶稣显了一个神迹给他看。
God, Jesus performed a miracle.
让他能够在这个打鱼上面得到出人意外的收获。
Jesus allowed them to have unimaginable harvest.
第二件事情，主耶稣希望彼得能够肯定他自己。
The second thing, Lord want Peter himself to reaffirm himself.
圣经里面我们可以看到彼得是一个有冲动个性的一个门徒。
In the Bible, we have read that Peter has an impulsive personality.
当他宣称他自己永不放弃主的时候
，When he tells people that he will never forsake the Lord,
他是如此的肯定。
He is so confident.
当他愿意走在海面上的时候，他是如此的有自信。
When he followed the Lord walking on the sea, he was so confident.
但是我们也知道他是那个落海的基督的使徒。
But we know that he lost his faith.
在这里，耶稣问同样的问题、类似的问题三次。
Jesus has asked Peter the similar question three times.
他要让他想，你真的爱我吗
？Peter, Jesus wants Peter to think, "Do you really?" Love me.
你真的爱我吗
？Do you really love me?
你真的爱我吗
？Do you really love me?
耶稣刻意问这样相同的问题三次。
Jesus deliberately asked the same question twice.
他要彼得三思而后行。
He wants Peter to think twice before he acts.
他要他彼得去审查自己的动机到底是什么。
He wants Peter to examine his own motivation.
是因为是同辈的一些压力吗？
Is it because of peer pressure?
是因为他只是要逞强吗？
Is it because he wants to show how great he is?
是因为别人说你要来做，他就做了吗？
Because others say so and then he did it.
我们自己也是同样的哈。
We are in the same situation.
我们的很多时候的动机到底是什么？只有神知道。
Many times, only God knows our motivation.
你曾经向主耶稣承诺什么吗？
Have you ever promised anything to the Lord?
但是今天又如何呢？
What happened to them now?
也许我们跟彼得一样哈。
Maybe we are just like Peter.
我们只是一起的血气承诺了一些事情。
We just react according to our flesh.
我们没有三思而后行。
We did not think twice before we act.
第三。
Thirdly,
耶稣要在众人面前肯定彼得。
Jesus wanted to reassert Peter before others.
我们刚才已经讲了，彼得是门徒的领袖。
We talk about that Peter is a leader among the disciples.
彼得一直是在很多事情都在走在众门徒的前面。
He always take the lead among the other disciples.
主耶稣刻意在这些众门徒之前来问他这些问题。
Jesus has deliberately asked Peter this question in front of all the other disciples.
没有指责他。
Jesus did not accuse Peter.
让他能够在众人面前回答这些问题。
He wants Peter to answer the question in front of the other disciples.
在众人面前。耶稣肯定了他。
In front of all the other disciples, Jesus reaffirmed Peter.
这三件事情让彼得的信心能够重新拾回。
These three events have helped Peter to restore his faith.
耶稣肯定了彼得。
Jesus has reaffirmed Peter.
彼得自己也能够肯定自己所做的承诺。
Peter is always to live up to his promise.
他在众人面前也得到耶稣的肯定。
He was able to be reaffirmed in front of others.
第三方面，我们来看看主耶稣要教导彼得说真正的爱到底是什么。
Thirdly, Jesus wanted to teach Peter what is true love.
在第一个问题里头，彼得被问到说：“你到底爱这些？”比我更多吗？
In the first question, Jesus asked, "Do you love me more than this?"
彼得张眼望去的是什么呢？
What did Peter see?
也许是些打鱼的渔具。
Maybe it's just a fishing equipment.
也许就是这些好朋友。
Maybe just this good friends here.
也许是他正在吃的这些鱼，
maybe,
烤的炭火。
Maybe the fish and the burning coals.
主耶稣挑战他说。你爱我比这些更多吗？
Jesus challenged Peter. Peter, do you love me more than this?
我们自己也扪心自问。
We also examine ourselves.
当耶稣问我们这种问题的时候，我们自己眼前所看到的是什么信息？
When Jesus asks you the same question, what do you see in front of you?
我们是哪一些事情我们是放不下的呢？
What are the things that we cannot put down?
是我们的工作吗？
Is it our job?
是我们的财产吗？
Is it our properties?
对青少年来讲的话，是不是你的 SAT score 呢？
To the youth, maybe it's your SAT scores.
或者是说你正在学的音乐器。或者说你参加的运动项目吗？
Or the musical equipment that you're playing, or the sports that you're playing.
这些东西是不是让你能够让你的爱爱基督的爱少于这些东西呢？
Do you love this more than the way that you love Jesus?
耶稣在这里教导彼得说
Jesus teach Peter here.
我们爱耶稣并不是只是口头上的。
When we say that we love the Lord, we don't just do only lip services.
这三次的问答里头，最后的结论都是在怎么样？有一些行动。
You look at the answer and the conclusion, there are some actions.
第一个回答的结论是什么？喂养我的小羊。
What is the first conclusion? Feed my lambs.
第二个结论是说牧养我的羊。
The second conclusion, take care of my sheep.
第三个结论是喂养我的羊。
The conclusion, feed my sheep.
爱是要有行动的。
Love needs actions.
我们常常说我爱主，我爱耶稣。
We always say that we love the Lord. We love Jesus.
但是我们做了些什么呢？
But what have we done for the Lord?
在圣经里面，主耶稣教导我们诫命的总结是什么？
In the Bible, what did Jesus teach us about the summary of the Lord's commandment?
是爱神爱人。
It is to love the Lord and love others.
不是只是爱神而已。
Not just loving God.
这些爱神的行动要做在别人的身上，不是自己的身上。
And this love action has to be made on someone else and not on ourselves.
第二个，主耶稣要来教导彼得认识爱，是要让他理解到爱是要付代价的。
Second, Jesus wants to teach Peter that there's a price for love.
在传说中，彼得最后是被钉死在十字架上。
According to the legendary, Peter was martyrdom.
当他被钉死在十字架上的时候，他认为他自己不配跟耶稣一样。
Peter found himself unworthy to be like Jesus.
所以他要求被倒钉十字架。
So he asked to be crucified upside down.
耶稣在第十八节跟十九节的已经说到了，预言到主耶彼得的一个最后的结局。
In verse 18 and 19, Jesus has prophesied the future of Peter.
你爱主有多少呢？
How much do you love the Lord?
你愿意为主牺牲吗？
Are you willing to sacrifice for the Lord?
今天我们常常讲一个人热爱一些事情或热爱一个人的时候，我们常常用的字眼叫做英文的字眼叫 passion.
When we say that someone loves something or someone very much, we use the word passion.
我有 passion about you, about something.
It's just like you're passionate about something, about someone.
这个字眼有点罗曼蒂克的哈。
It's a bit romantic word.
有点性感的哈。
It's a bit sexy word.
OK, 这广告香水广告也常常用这种字。
We don't use this word for perfume commercials.
但是你如果去查这个字的字根。
But if you look at the true meaning of this, the root word of this word,
这个字根的意思其实是受苦 suffer.
The root word is suffer.
今天我们爱一个人，有想到为他吃苦，为他受苦吗？
When we truly love someone, have we thought about that we'll be willing to sacrifice for this particular person that we love?
其实我们周遭也看过一些吃苦的爱的表现。
Around us, we have seen this example suffering because of love.
我们看到在座的很多母亲。
We see a lot of mothers here.
你们怀胎十个月，最后生产之苦。
You suffer 9 months for pregnancy.
但是你们爱你的孩子，你们愿意为他吃苦。
You endure the pain of childbirth because you love your children.
等到他们长大了。
When they grow up.
你们还要跟他生气。
And you still get angry with them.
你还要跟他争执。
And you still fight with them.
你还要逼他要学什么东西。
And you force them to learn many things.
他们还要还嘴。
And they will talk back.
但是你还是愿意。
But you're still willing to sacrifice.
因为你爱你的孩子。
Because you love your children.
你为他牺牲睡眠也愿意。
You're willing to lose your sleep because of them.
对青少年而言。
To the youth.
你们如果学一个乐器，是不是要反复不断的练习呢？
When you learn a musical instrument, you will keep practicing.
你要牺牲很多你跟朋友玩的时间，才可以把学琴学得好。
You have to sacrifice time playing with your friend and put time into practicing your piano.
你如果要把一个运动练习得好的话，同样的， 你要花很多的时间去练习。
In the same way, if you like sport, you have to spend many hours to endure the pain of training.
你练习的时候，你的肌肉会痛。
Your muscle will endure a lot of pain.
你要花很多时间反复的练习。
You have to take a lot of time to practice.
但是因为你热爱这个 sport, 热爱这个运动，所以你愿意牺牲。
Because you are so passionate about this sport, so you are willing to sacrifice.
我们来反思一下，我们自己到底有多爱我们的主耶稣呢
？Let us ponder how much do we love the Lord.
我们有没有到一个地步，我们愿意为主来牺牲，为主来吃苦呢
？Do we love the Lord so much that we're willing to sacrifice and pay the price for Him？
当你信主的那一刹那，你有想到爱主耶稣需要付上代价吗
？When you accepted the Lord, have you think about that there's a price to be paid to love the Lord？
当你怀胎生孩子的时候，你有想到你就是要付上代价的吗
？When you were pregnant, did you think about that you have to suffer？
当你 sign up 一个运动项目的时候，你有想到你要付上代价的吗
？When you sign for a sport, have you ever thought that you would need to pay a price？
当你付上代价的时候，你才真正有收获回来。
When you pay the price, you will reap the reward。
第三个。主耶稣要教导彼得有关爱的是回到起初的爱。
The third thing Jesus wants to teach Peter is to ask him to return to his first love.
如果你对圣经熟悉的话，你还记得第一次耶稣来呼召彼得的样子。
If you are familiar with the Bible, you may recall how Peter was first called by the Lord.
在马太福音、路加福音都有一些详细的记载。
In Matthew, in Mark, there's a clear recording on that.
几乎是同样的一个光景。
They are almost the same scenario.
彼得跟着一群人出去打鱼。
Peter was out fishing with a group of people.
一个晚上，劳累了一个晚上，毫无收获。
A night of hard work, nothing caught.
但是主耶稣又显，在当时第一次也显了神迹，让他有出人意外的收获。
The same thing, Jesus performed a miracle and they have an unimaginable harvest.
彼得那时候跪在耶稣面前说我是个罪人。
At that point, Peter bowed down and told Jesus, I am a sinner.
这时候耶稣说了同样的一句话来跟从我。
Jesus said the same sentence, follow me.
你可以想象在那一天的光景里头彼得想到了什么东西
？You can just imagine what is in Peter's mind that day.
他可以想象说，这个就是当年的一模一样的情景，在我脑海里头再演了一次。
It must seems that the memory has been brought back.
主耶稣刻意的用这样的一个情景来提醒彼得。
Jesus has deliberately relived the scenario to remind.Peter,
你还记得吗
？Do you still remember?
当年我是如此的呼召你。
That year, that's how I called you.
当年我就是这样子行了一个神迹给你看。
That year, I performed a miracle for you to see.
你还记得吗
？Do you still remember?
今天我们坐在座位上面的，我们很多是基督徒。
Today among us, we have many Christians.
你还记得你当时是怎么决志信主的吗
？Do you still remember when did you decide to accept the Lord？
是在一个退休会里头吗
？Is it at a retreat？
是某一个人跟你传福音吗
？Is it someone share the gospel with you？
你还记得你当时受洗的情景是如何吗
？Do you remember the time that you were baptized？
你是怎么样回答？是的，我愿意。追随主耶稣成为他的门徒。
How did you answer the question that yes, I'm willing to follow Jesus and become his disciple?
你还记得吗
？Do you still remember?
耶稣在这里用这样的方法来提醒彼得。
Jesus used this method to remind Peter.
彼得，彼得。
Peter, Peter.
你是如此的爱我吗
？Do you love me that much?
如果是的话。
If yes.
用行动来给我看。
Use your action to prove your words.
也了解你这样子的爱是要付上代价的。
And let Peter know that the kind of love that he wants, there's price to be paid.
若是你愿意的话，我同样的在你的生活上面会同样的照顾你，给一个神迹给你看。
In the same way, if you're willing, I will perform miracle in your daily life.
这一次的神迹到底是什么呢？
What is the miracle that Jesus performed this time?
这次神迹并不是又是鱼丰收啊。
This time is not just a harvest. Of...
我们看到的是一个彼得的转变。
But a changing of heart of Peter.
彼得从三次不认主。
From denying Jesus three times.
从一个最低微的一个使徒的地位。
From the lowest among the apostles.
耶稣把他抬到最高，再次的肯定他。
Jesus reinstated Peter and put him in the high position.
虽然彼得曾经跌倒。
Even though Peter has fallen down.
彼得将来成为最大的一个使徒。
But Peter has become the chief disciple of Jesus.
我们也知道将来彼得曾经带领人三千人、四千人信主。
We know that Peter has brought 3,000 to Lord.
彼得曾经只是一个渔夫。
Peter was once just a fisherman.
但是他在众人面前，在巡抚面前，在祭司面前，可以来讲道。
But he has preached in front of the priests and the officials.
众人都觉得很惊讶。
The crowd was amazed by him.
这样的转变才是一个真的神迹。
This transformation was a true miracle.
今天是复活节哈。
Today is Easter Sunday.
也许待会你就回家几个礼拜以后，你的想法又回到当初一样。
Once you step up, you might return back to your old life.
但是你有没有看到彼得的转变呢？
Do you see the transformation of Peter?
你有没有看到彼得转变可以发生在你身上呢？
Do you know that the same transformation can happen?
你的心里有这些 struggle 吗？
Do you have the same struggle that Peter had inside him?
主耶稣，到底我能不能完全依靠你呢？
Jesus, can you be dependent completely?
主耶稣，你是不是仍旧爱我呢？
Jesus, do you still love me?
主耶稣的复活再次的证明他是爱我们的。
The resurrection of Jesus proved that He still loves us.
我愿意来跟大家一个挑战。
I want to give you a challenge.
真的是这句话，当耶稣问彼得说我爱你的时候，
When the Lord asked Peter, do you love me?
他其实是在问我们每一个人。
He's actually asking you and me.
不是我们做了多少事情。
It's not that what have we done for the Lord.
不是因为我们奉献了什么。
It's not how much we have offered to the Lord.
让主耶稣更爱我们。
To make God love us more.
主耶稣钉死在十字架上的时候，他的完全的爱已经成就了。
When Jesus lay on the cross, his complete love has fulfilled.
不要我们任何的回报，不要我们任何的付出，他已经成就了那个救恩。
He has fulfilled the salvation. There is no condition.
但是我们问我们自己同样的问题的时候，
When we ask ourselves the same question,
我们的回答是什么呢？
What will your answer be?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.